The Financial Symphony. Helping you compose a more harmonious financial plan and getting your portfolio in tune. So sit back while we strike up the band. The Financial Symphony starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz here along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. They are your financial consultants. Thank you so much for listening to the show today. Let me give you the phone number so you can get in touch. We're going to give you this number several times during the show, but go ahead and write it down right now. It's so important. Nothing happens with your financial planning and your retirement planning until you call this number and arrange a meeting. 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. Call that number, leave your contact information. A member of the team will get back with you, and you can come in, sit down, and talk about your financial situation. And that's so important because we're all different. There is no cookie-cutter solution, no one-size-fits-all. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. I hope you guys have had a great week. It is good to be with you on the show.
Yeah, good week, good week.
Let's talk about some things that are unpredictable, and I know that that is a wide-ranging group of things out there. There are many things we know we're going to have to deal with in retirement, but we just don't know how to predict when or to what degree. How do you construct a plan that deals with the unpredictability of life expectancy or longevity? How do you handle that?
Well, I think our question that we get asked the most is, well, how long do you factor me to live, and how about this and how about that? And everybody's different. So like I talk about my grandfather all the time, but he's 92 years old, and we had breakfast last weekend, and we'll have it again next weekend. And that's just kind of how it works. And so I expect that I'll live a long time, but our job is to help cover the what ifs, because I talk to clients all the time and they're talking about their one retirement. And we retire people every single day. So the things that you never think about, because one of the questions we get all the time are, you know, what do I need to be prepared for? And we'll walk through all of these different scenarios with people. And so many times they'll go, geez, how did you know that? How did you think of that? I never thought of that. And it's just something about the familiarity that we've achieved by doing this over and over and literally every day talking to people about the retirement and walking them down that path.
And what you know is that things are going to change. A week ago or two, everybody thought that Hillary was going to be in the White House, and now Trump is. And so there are some people that maybe that didn't shock, but there's an awful lot of people that did. For a while, we thought that taxes might be going up. Now we kind of think that they're going down. We certainly have seen an increase in interest rates over the past couple weeks. And we were talking the other day. I had to go to the funeral of a friend, and that was my age. And it was like the 12th person to around my age that has died already, which is extraordinary. But there's also people out there, for every person my age that has died recently, there's another person that is living until they're 96 years old. And the answer to all of that uncertainty and all of that volatility and not knowing what's going to happen is to have enough money so that no matter what happens, you can handle it.
Well, I tell you what, that's tough to deal with when you're having to go to so many funerals. I know what you mean. I go to a lot more funerals these days than I do to weddings. You know, it's a different thing that happens when you get a little older. First of all, we talked about life expectancy and longevity, but another very unpredictable thing is interest rate changes. I think we all can agree that interest rates are going to go up, but we certainly don't know to what degree, and we certainly don't know when that's going to happen.
Right. We don't have a crystal ball to know these things, but we know that interest rates have been going down for 20 years. And so the fact that they're going up inevitably was going to happen. A lot of us thought they were going to happen a while ago. And it just hasn't happened. We've kind of kicked the can, but here we are. And it looks like we have every indication now that interest rates are going to go up. And so some of the things that people have found somewhat consistent and predictable, I mean, for instance, bonds have been something that people have just said, hey, I put my money in my safe money in bonds, and I can feel good about knowing that how much these things are going to kick off. And that's fine and well if you're in certain types, but other types are going to have a lot of volatility. So we've got people that don't understand that and don't know that. So if you're one of those people that say, I think some of my portfolio has some bonds in it, if you don't know what that means, give us a call because we can help give you some guidance. And if nothing else, you at least can be a little, have a little more of an education on something that could potentially harm you.
Yeah, when you take a look at your bond portfolio right now and take a look at where it was a couple months ago, you've probably gotten creamed because interest rates are rising a little bit. But that's the type of situation where, man, you want to pick up the phone and call us and talk to us because there are things that you can do, not just to help correct it, but to insulate you against further losses in the future.
And they're talking about you picking up the phone and giving them a call. Here's the number to use, 800-373-9715. That is 800-373-9715. That is the number to put you in touch with Creative Financial Partners, your financial consultants, and some folks who can really help you a lot. Wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, call this number, 1-800-373-9715. We're talking about things that are unpredictable, unpredictability. What about future tax rates? Certainly, it's hard to predict what those are going to be.
Well, I think it's tough to predict, but I think with our incoming president, he's made it pretty clear what direction he wants to take tax rates. So I think for the first time in quite a while, there's a chance of tax rates going down, which means that there are potentially different game plans for people. So if your strategy was put in place, you know, many years ago, or even frankly, 6 months ago, I think that there's going to be a real calling for people to revisit their plans to make sure they're still on track and to make sure they're moving accordingly and moving with the times and with the changes that are happening as they're happening pretty quick.
We're talking about things that are unpredictable when planning for your retirement, and these are things that we all have to deal with. Year-to-year stock market returns, that might hold the most unpredictable outcome of all these things we're talking about.
Yeah, let me challenge you on that a little bit, though, because it is a fairly easy thing for people who are in Dan and my position to determine what the stock market should be at. It really is a matter of taking a look at the profits of the corporations that make up the stock market and knowing what their accepted ratio is between those earnings and what their price is. And so if you do a little bit of math, you know, it's a pretty easy thing to say, hey, this is really where the stock market should be. And the fact of the matter is that the numbers, those kind of numbers are always going to determine where the stock market is going to go, but you just don't know what the timing of it is. Because those are long-run type of issues. The short-run stock market issues are emotional. And that means people are buying and selling based on fear type of factors and greed type of factors that are pushing the market up and down a little bit. But once you know what the numbers are, it is a very easy prediction to say that here's where the market's going. I can tell you that with a high degree of certainty. We just can't tell you when it's going to get there. But do the planning right. You want to get them in the right things to take advantage of where you know it's going.
Well, I know that there are people out there right now who are listening to the show today and wondering what happens when I make that phone call that they're always talking about. When someone decides to place the phone call to your office to set up an appointment, what can they expect when they come to your office?
So we're a very casual as we are on the radio is how casual we are in person. So typically our first appointments will be rather short. It's really just to either see if somebody has specific questions that they wanted answered or if they just wanted to kind of get to know us and see if it felt right. So our first meetings are very casual. We have a nice little office here in Perrysburg, Ohio, where we own our own building. We started this place 11 years ago now, which seems hard to believe, but it's absolutely true. And we started with just four of us, and Tim and myself being two of those four. But since then, we've expanded. We now have 30-some people that come here to work every day. And it's really been an exciting adventure. And it's all built on the idea of being completely independent and having a client-first philosophy. So if you're looking for somebody to kind of give you that second opinion, you know, or with all the changing times and all the things going on, you'd like somebody to say, I just want to make sure I'm on track. And maybe you've never done the math before or had anybody do it for you. Maybe you've been kind of just managing this all yourself the whole way through, and you'd like somebody that does this every day to take a look at it and walk through and make sure that some of those pitfalls that people get caught up in, that you're not getting caught in those. So we'd love to sit down with you. We'd love to have that conversation. It's extremely casual, and there's really really no commitment level at all, except that we're looking to share with the community the things that so many of your friends and relatives probably already know by working with us.
And this visit is not going to cost you one penny. There's going to be absolutely no obligation. The number to call is 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715. Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak on the show today, but also Rob Davis and Steve Decker are on the show from time to time. We appreciate your listening to the Financial Symphony. This is the show that helps you hit all the right notes for your retirement. You want to have peace of mind in your retirement years, and this is the best way to get it by working with your financial consultant and having a plan. It's amazing how many people out there don't have a plan. It's never too late to put one together. 800-373-9715 is your number to call to come in, have that conversation, and then you can make it happen. 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak, and there's more coming up on today's edition of the Financial Symphony.
Time to get connected with the musical connection right here on the Financial Symphony.
As you know from listening to the Financial Symphony before, you know we talk a lot about music, and Mark makes it make some sense when it comes to financial matters. So let's get started today. Our topic is live music. And for a lot of people, there is no substitute for live music. The energy and experience just can't be duplicated in any other format. You know, you can listen to records or CDs or MP3s or whatever you're inclined to do, but it's not the same as seeing somebody perform live in concert. So, Mark, let's talk about some of the shows that you've seen. I know that you have seen a lot of concerts over a long period of time. Wow. Who are some of those artists that you absolutely love seeing?
Well, I have actually traveled the country. I don't know if I'd be classified as a groupie, but I've actually traveled out of town just to have the opportunity to hear Billy Joel because he doesn't necessarily come to my city as regularly as I wish he would. So I've actually gone to New York and seen him up at Madison Square Garden. I've seen him in Memphis, and I love his live show, and here's the reason why.
Yeah.
Because he's so interactive with the audience. During the show, he will say, he'll mention two songs. He'll say something like, you know, Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, or Would You Rather Hear, you know, Stranger. And he would have the audience clap. Okay, everybody for Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, clap.
Wow.
All right, everybody for The Stranger, clap. And you would clap on which song you want. He'd go, okay, we'll do that one. And it's almost like you could be in a little piano bar, but you're in a 20,000-seat arena.
It's almost like improv.
It's like improv. Another one would be a great example would be Fleetwood Mac. You know, you and I are big Fleetwood Mac fans.
Exactly, yeah.
If you listen to Lindsey Buckingham play the guitar, imagine a two-hour concert where nothing but Lindsey Buckingham playing the whole time. And when the rest of the band goes off and takes a break, he's playing the guitar, acoustic guitar, and he's singing, and that man does not take a break, and there's sweat pouring off of him, wringing wet, and he just gives it all he has. He is gasping for air by the end of a concert. And you have to wonder, what does this have to do with finance?
and you are so good about tying it all together. In the same way, I guess there's no substitute for live financial advice, right?
There you go. So today, one of these crazes, and I'm going to call it a craze, robo-advisor, all about just the robot controlling your financial future.
Like Auto-Tune.
Now, here's the thing. Now, I know what they're doing. It's all about asset allocation, about rebalancing. I get that. And there's actually portfolios that stress that we do for our own clients. But at the end of the day, you're not getting that personal attention that you need to get. And it's a little bit, I just don't have confidence and faith and a comfort level, you know, a comfort of knowing that I can't control what I'm doing, or I can't talk to somebody about it.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that I enjoy most, and I know I can speak for our financial maestros all over the country, is actually sitting down with our folks and designing something that fits their specific situation. It is not cookie cutter out here, Ron. It's not one size fits all. It's literally taking your specific situation and designing and crafting a model that fits you. Now, when I say fits you, what I'm talking about? I'm talking about how much risk you're willing to take, where you can sleep at night. And for some folks out here, Ron, there's no risk. I can't take any risk. I'm sorry. I can't take it. I don't want to ever open up a statement and see it go backwards. Well, if you're in the market, that's going to happen. But here's the good news, folks. There are alternatives out here that give you your cake and eat it too, where you can have principal protected for market losses, where you can capture a percentage of the market gains when the market goes up without any of the risk when the market goes down. There are programs like that. Now, they're all not perfect. So it's very, very important that you take the time and you become educated and you learn about what are the pros and cons of that strategy. Now, on the other hand, it makes more sense to have things, some of your portfolio in the market, and you need to know how, if you don't prefer risk, then how do we make that low risk? Not gamble with our financial future. Understand that the markets do fluctuate. They go up and down. But how do we manage this risk efficiently? By having that live person that you can talk to that can design your strategy based on how you feel. But more importantly, you ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Based on the numbers, how much you need. And our financial maestros can design a plan for you. We call it a financial roadmap, a plan for you, and show you what that would look like. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
I know it's only rock and roll and retirement, but I like it. Stay tuned to the Financial Symphony.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. Ron Stutz along with Tim Croak and Dan DeBerna, Creative Financial Partners. And the number to call to get in touch with the office and to make an appointment is 800-373-9715. Of course, you can wait until the end of the show to make that phone call, but go ahead and call right now and get ahead of the crowd. 800-373-9715. That's a toll-free call from wherever you are in northwestern Ohio, 800-373-9715. We're talking about a lot of interesting topics on today's show, and now I thought we'd talk about some landmark birthdays. Explain why each of these birthdays represent an important landmark as it relates to retirement plannings and some of the things that our listeners should be thinking about when they hit a certain number. First of all, when you turn 50 and you're thinking about your retirement, what should you be thinking about specifically on that 50th birthday?
Yeah, there really is two considerations. That the first is spiritual, and the second is really much more fundamental. And so the fundamental part of it is that at age 50, with your IRA and Roth IRA contributions, you can start their catch-up contributions, and which just means you can put $1,000 more in per year into those kind of accounts to help you accumulate more for retirement. The more important issue, though, is on the spiritual end. And by that, I mean, when you're 50, you are starting to approach that retirement red zone that we keep talking about. And that is the time that you have got that precedes retirement that you really need to start taking it very seriously. You need to start having some real savings and investment goals, making sure that your portfolio is being very productive for you and that you're absolutely getting every ounce of juice out of it that you can. So when you wake up and you're 65, all of that type of job is behind you and you can kind of relax and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, I think you also want to, you know, make sure that you're moving everything together. So we have a lot of clients that haven't paid that much attention to their retirement. And so that 50th birthday is really a time where we see people kind of getting off the bench and starting to pay a lot more attention. Geez, this is right around the corner now. So they're looking at things like their 401k and how much money they can put into it. And if they're doing Roth IRAs and if their 401k has an option for a Roth and all these things. But you want to make sure your money's working as hard as you can always. But for some reason, at age 50, we see people really start to perk up in this area.
Well, let's jump ahead 5 years, and let's say that you're turning 55, and I'm wondering what is significant about that particular age.
Well, if you are 55, if you're looking to retire, you can actually start to take money out of some of your retirement plans. So the money's still going to be taxed, of course, but you're not going to be hit with that 10% penalty. This is very complicated. It's not something you want to be doing on your own. So if you're under age 55, but you're coming up on and you're thinking you want to retire at 55, there's some specific detailed things that you need to be paying attention to. We can help you with those things. If not us, you should have somebody helping you with those things because there's some little nuances. You don't want to miss the boat on those or you could be setting yourself up for some tax failures.
Yeah, and you don't want to just go into age 55 thinking, hey, I can take this money and it's all really easy without penalties. Dan's right. You've got to do it right. There's a provision that's called the 72T provision, and it is a little bit complicated. You can get your money, but there's some caveats to it, and you want to be aware what those caveats are. But at 55, the door is open.
You know, we always talk about optimizing your opportunities on this show as well. And when you get to be 50 and 55 years old, it's time to start thinking very seriously about all of that. What about, this may sound a little silly because most of us don't really keep up with half birthdays, but what about when you're 59 and a half? What happens then?
So at 59 and a half, you have the ability to move money outside of your current retirement plan, and you also have access to all of your retirement accounts without having to pay any penalties. So this is a big birthday. As far as big birthdays go and half birthdays go, like sometimes we'll see the kids celebrate them. Hey, I'm at during the summer months, if you have a summer birthday, you don't get to celebrate that during the school year because you're at home hanging out with your family. So sometimes in January or sometimes during the year, they'll take all these kids that have these birthdays in the summer and they'll celebrate the half. So in our particular scenario, and we keep track of all of our clients' half birthdays for 59 and a half and for one that we'll talk about in a couple minutes there, 70 and a half. But this half birthday is a very important one. It gives you the option to access your money without any additional penalties. And it also gives you the ability to look outside of maybe just your retirement plan that you have at work, your 401k, where maybe you have 20 investment options. You might be able to look out into the IRA kind of galaxy, and maybe you can look at one of or many options of 15,000 investment options. So you have a much expanded group of possibilities then.
Well, we're talking about what happens on certain birthdays. We've talked about when you turn 50, when you turn 55, 59 and a half. And next is number 62. Now, this has some very serious Social Security implications here. What should you be thinking about on your 62nd birthday?
Well, it's a Social Security issue for when you're 62 and also when you hit the full retirement age. Most of us are going to be at 66 when we hit that. And at age 62, you get the ability to start claiming Social Security retirement benefits. There's some caveats to it. And the first thing you want to know is, yes, you can take it, but every year that you don't take it, that potential benefit will rise. And if you do start taking it, then it's going to be locked in at that rate with just some little cost of living adjustments every now and then. The other thing that you want to know about the age 62 early retirement benefit from Social Security is, if you take it, government does not want you making too much money on earned income from other sources. And so if you take too much money from Social Security and from your earned income, they're going to start taking away your Social Security benefit if, in fact, you do take that starting at age 62.
Well, some very important birthdays coming up that we're going to discuss, but I wanted to jump in here with the phone number, 800-373-9715. If you want to come in and have a serious discussion about your birthday, whatever one is coming up, 800-373-9715. That's the number to reach Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak and all the folks at Creative Financial Partners. Call that number, leave your contact information, and you can set an appointment and come in and have a conversation. No obligation whatsoever, so why wouldn't you want to do it? 800-373-9715. You can also go to the website, which is cfpohio.com. That's CFP for Creative Financial Partners, cfpohio.com. We're talking about a lot of different landmark birthdays, and we've gotten all the way through 62. Now, generally, back in the past, everybody used to consider retirement time to be when you turn 65. It's not that way anymore, but 65 is still very important for everybody out there.
Yeah, there's no question. I think the biggest thing that we have that we hear about now is that 65 is eligible for Medicare. I mean, health insurance is a variable that keeps a lot of our clients from retiring when they really want to, because they have employers that are paying for a part of their health care or sometimes all of it every once in a while. And so they're looking at this variable and the kind of moving target of health insurance as being one of the major dictators of when they're actually going to retire. So we have a lot of people waiting till 65 to when they're on Medicare. We have an awful lot of clients that are even looking to the point to where their COBRA can get them to that 65. So we have a lot of different situations with a lot of different folks. And we have somebody actually in our office that helps to work with those Medicare supplements and all that tangled mess that you're dealing with. And if you ask Tim or I, hey, boy, how much of that do you know? We'd both kind of just shrug our shoulders and say, hey, we have a guy for that. So that's kind of what our role in it is just to hand that off to somebody that we trust and knows the deal.
Well, I think it was Tim who mentioned earlier full retirement age, which for most of us is going to be 66 or 67. And explain all that, how that is an advantage to wait until then if you can.
Well, the first point about waiting is that you're going to get a higher benefit at 66 than you are at 62. But the other factor that is a pretty major factor is at 66 with Social Security, it doesn't matter if you have other earned income. They're not going to take away your Social Security benefit as long as you've waited that long. The question really becomes more philosophical, and we've got a lot of these conversations going on all the time. The old adage of age 65 retirement is really just not something that is accurate that much anymore. It might be a little bit of a goal that you can shoot for, but a lot of our conversations are based on the financial situation of the client. And some people want to and need to retire earlier. Some people are very happy with waiting until they're a little bit older, and they're not quite ready to take up the rocking chair yet. And so all of that is on a case-by-case basis. And so you want to deal a little bit as a psychologist with people, but also as a finance guy, knowing the Social Security and Medicare laws and all those type of things, and trying to put something together that makes sense from both ends.
Yeah, I think we see more and more of our clients who are really retiring to something. So whether they, hey, I really want to spend more time with my grandkids, or they're doing a job that they maybe like doing instead of a job that they have to do. So we have an awful lot of clients that are putting themselves in those situations for continued success. And it's really just another chapter. It's probably the most enjoyable time of their lives in many situations. And it's not because they're just sitting around in the rocking chair. They're actually doing stuff they want to do instead of stuff they have to do.
Then there's another one of those strange half birthdays that we all need to acknowledge, and that is when you turn 70 and a half. What happens then?
Well, at 70 and a half, that's the magic age, based on the federal government rule, that you have to start taking qualified money out of the plan at that point. And qualified money is anything that is tax qualified, which means it's an IRA or a 401k or pension, or it's money that you haven't paid tax on yet. And the government says that the year that you turn 70 and a half is the year that you've got to start taking withdrawals from those plans. And the percentage of withdrawals is based on a government formula that basically says we're going to start those withdrawals and we're going to extend them out year by year until your life expectancy. So we, the government, have got every indication and possibility going that you have taken all of the money out of that qualified plan and paid tax on it. So there's no more delays. There's nothing else you can really do. 70 and a half is that last day. It's that last stake in the ground that says we have deferred this as long as we can defer it, and from this point on, we've got to start taking the withdrawals.
I know there are a lot of people out there right now of all kinds of different ages who would love to come in and talk with you about all of these things, and I'm going to give out that number again in just a moment, that all-important toll-free number. But what happens when they actually come into your office?
So if they come into our office, it's a very casual setting. I mean, this is typically the same pace that we hold our show and that we talk. It's really how we talk with our clients. And so we like to get to know them a little bit better than maybe some advisors do. We think of our clients as absolutely our friends. And because they're in a community, and we're in such a small community here in Northwest Ohio, I'm quite confident that we're working with some of your friends, some of your relatives already. So if it's a question of, boy, I'd really like to have somebody take a look at this because I never have, or if it's a question of, I just don't have the type of relationship with my advisor that I feel like I should, or one that I'm seeing more and more, and I'll pick on Tim's age. He's a little bit older than me, but we have an awful lot of clients that have had advisors for a long time, and they feel like the advisor's done a pretty good job, but they're looking at their advisor and saying, geez, this guy's as old as I am, or maybe he's older than me. And so what's the future look like for me when my advisor is 62, 65, 70, 75 years old? And so by me being, you know, in this business long enough to know what I've been doing for a while, but yet to have another 20 years that I'll be doing it, it's kind of the perfect spot with so much of the talent in my industry to be retiring. And Tim's here, and his son now works with us, and he's going to continue to work with us for probably another 20 years too. But there's a lot of guys that don't have that kind of succession plan, and they don't have those situations where they're working with a lot of other advisors and a lot of other talented people. So we're getting a lot of clients that are new clients to us that have been a client of somebody else, and they really just want a second opinion, and they want to have kind of a backup plan.
Here's the number to call if you would like to arrange an appointment to come in and have a conversation with these guys. Creative Financial Partners, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Leave your contact information. A member of the Creative Financial Partners team will get back with you. And then you can come into Perrysburg and sit down and have a casual conversation. As they have said today on the show, it's a very casual atmosphere. You're not going to feel any pressure at all. Nobody's going to try to put a sales job on you and coerce you into doing anything you don't want to do. There is absolutely no cost and no obligation. Again, that number is 800-373-9715. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Dan DiVerna and Tim Croak, Creative Financial Partners. There's more coming up on the Financial Symphony.
It's time for the Financial Symphony's greatest hits.
Pretty woman.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Financial Symphony, and as you know, we talk about a lot of music in this show. We talk about greatest hits, not only with music, but with your financial situation. And Mark Lloyd has been your Financial Symphony maestro for a long time. He's been in this business for over 25 years. And Mark, I wonder if you might tell us about a time when you provided a second opinion to someone and told them that they were in great shape and there's nothing you needed to do for them.
That happens periodically. Most of the time, there's usually something we find that they could possibly do better. I call that tweaking what their strategy is, or tweaking their portfolio a little bit.
Right.
Well, I did have a situation where a gentleman came in a couple weeks ago, and he had some investments in real estate. He had some money in some fixed annuity products that were paying him a guaranteed interest rate. He did not like any risk in the market, zero. I mean, he just did not want to be in the market with anything. So I basically sat down and looked at the numbers, and I said, okay, based on your expenses, based on what you have, and based on the income you have coming in versus your expenses, everything looked good. There was nothing I needed to recommend that he do differently. And basically, I was able to refer him that if he just wanted to get a higher interest rate on something, that we could possibly help him there. But he was in pretty good shape, Ron. And I just felt like, you know, at the end of the day, he was able to walk out of here and know he felt good about his situation. And sometimes that's what it's all about. It's just you got this little bit of uncertainty. We're not quite sure that everything is structured the way it needs to be. Mm-hmm. And they just needed someone to talk to that can just give them that second opinion to know, I just need that validation. I just need to know that everything's okay. And in some cases, it's just the opposite, Ron. We find where I had another situation where a couple came in and they do not like risk. I said, well, how much are you willing to lose in the market if the market goes down? And the answer was zero. I said, okay, well, you're invested in the market. You know that's not practical, right?
Right.
They said, yeah, we know it's going to go up and down. I said, well, give me the maximum that would be okay if there was another 2008, which that was, you know, the last real stock market crash.
Right.
His answer was 5 to 10%.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, that's a conservative investor, right? So when we did the stress test, we did a stress test on the portfolio, and it came out that it was minus 44%.
Ouch.
44%.
And he had
no
idea.
And what's sad is that they had met with their broker just 2 months ago, and this was the new strategy that the broker recommended.
Goodness.
And you know that the average rate of return on the investments that the broker recommended was way behind what the market should, what for that risk they were taking, what they should have been earning. Mm-hmm. The rate of return they should have been earning should have been closer to 8%, and the rate of return that those investments had done the last 10 years were less than 4%. Taking that kind of risk with a horrible return. It's sad. Now, here's the good news. That was easy to fix. And we were able to show them how to get the risk down to where they could sleep at night. And our financial maestros are experts in that very thing, on how to fix broken plans, broken financial plans, how to fix them. But you've got to take the time to call. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now, and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
It's time for a fireside chat as we get to know your local financial symphony maestro a bit better.
You're listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz along with Dan DeVernay and Tim Croak of Creative Financial Partners. And this is the segment of the show that we call Getting to Know You. And my question to you guys today, Dan, we'll start with you. My question to you is, what is the longest distance you have ever traveled from your home?
Well, I would say the furthest to date, and I don't compare to Tim at all, but Whistler, Canada. So all the way to Seattle and take a right and go up north. And it's a beautiful place. I've been there a couple times. My business coach is actually a Canadian and he's from Victoria. So we have some of our meetings that when we get together every once in a while are up that direction. So it's a little ways to get there. Nothing like Tim's going to talk about, I'm sure, but that's a ways for me.
Sounds like a beautiful place to be. And Tim, how about you? Apparently you're an international traveler. What's the longest distance you ever traveled from home?
Let me give you two examples. The first is actually the farthest, mm-hmm. and then I'll tell you what seemed like the farthest. The actual farthest was I went to Hong Kong and then took a hovercraft from Hong Kong to Macau, and from Macau took a bus trip to inland China. And there was yaks and shacks and a lot of people, and it was really remote. And so that was the farthest. It was on the direct opposite side of the world from Toledo, Ohio. But another trip was I did one of those fly-in fishing trips into northern Canada where mm-hmm. we flew up into Ontario, where the plane drops you off on a lake, you know, at a cabin and says, hey, we'll see you in a week. At that point, there was no way to get a hold of anybody. They said, you know, someone is sick or, you know, dies or whatever, put them on ice. We'll be back and get you in a week. And honest to God, there was no way to contact them, you know. Yeah. So you're like totally on your own.
What if they don't come back?
Well, they better come back. I'll tell you, by the time that week was over, I was ready. But we had moose that you saw on a regular basis. We had actually a bear, a mama bear and her cubs in our camp mm-hmm. looking at our fish. Mm-hmm. And my vote was to give her the darn fish. But everybody else says, oh, no, you can't do that because then she'll come back. And I said, I don't care if she comes back as long as it's not this week. You know, we can let guys worry about it. So, but that was the end of the world where we were. And it was a big lake and there was one cabin on it and we were in it. But we did get to see the Northern Lights and we had a good week of fishing up there. So that was fun.
Boy, that is living off the grid.
Off the grid.
Wow. Well, this is the Financial Symphony. We are on the grid and we appreciate your being on the show today. And we'll have more coming up right here.
Much like the musicians fine-tuning the acoustics of their instruments or analyzing the acoustics of a room before a performance, your financial maestro fine-tuned your financial plan to adapt to the ever-changing financial world. Don't settle for an advisor who offers a sales pitch and calls it a plan. Make sure you hit all the right notes in your financial plan. Come visit with your financial advisors in Northwestern Ohio, Dan DeVerna and Tim Croak at Creative Financial Partners. Call 800-373-9715. 800-373-9715.
You've got the questions and we've got the time. It's the Request Line.
Mark, today's question comes from Ashley. And Ashley wants to know, when gold is priced high, I constantly hear commercials saying that it's a great time to buy. And then when gold is cheap, I hear commercials saying it's a great time to buy. So explain that if you would.
And when gold is kind of dropping, they always say it's the best time to buy. And when gold is rising, they always say this is the best time to buy. And what do they really want you to do?
Yeah, what do you believe?
They want you to buy.
I knew that.
They want your hard-earned money, right?
Yep.
And usually the commercial kind of goes something like this. Cash, the dollar is crashing. And with runaway inflation and runaway government spending, your dollar's not going to be worth a dime. Get rid of your dollars now and buy gold. But, hey, by the way, we really want your dollars.
Yeah, and we want it to go in our pocket. Yeah, we love cash.
Here's the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Is gold bad? Not necessarily, but it doesn't need to be the majority of one's portfolio. It's an asset class. It's commodities. If you take it the long history, long look at gold prices, literally you could have had your money for the last 30 years in a CD and made more money.
That's amazing.
And if you would have bought gold at $1,900 an ounce and then watch it drop to $1,200 an ounce, that is as volatile as any stock market ever was. But the difference is the stock market rebounds because that's where wealth is. And even in the 2008 crash that we had, that finished out in March of 2009, we have made up the 2008 losses and then some. And because of that, I'm not a big fan of sinking a lot of money into gold. But at the end of the day, wear it, don't buy it. That's my philosophy. And I kind of get, disenfranchised when I listen to those ads that come out, because they always come out when market volatility is higher. And I get that. But a smart investor will take advantage of market volatility. When the market's volatile, people, it's a time to buy. You buy when it's on sale. You don't buy when it's at an all-time high. Now, I say that for people out here who are in a growth mode. If you're closer to retirement, we've got to ratchet down that risk. We've got to, equities aren't our enemy. Stocks aren't our enemy. Risk is not our enemy. It's what brings us returns in the market. But at the end of the day, we cannot afford to have an extraordinary amount of risk if we're in what we call the financial retirement red zone. I met with a couple, this week. He already had started putting his money into cash. Now, the problem is he knows cash isn't paying anything. But he also knows he cannot afford to gamble with the money but this close to retirement. He's smart. But what we were able to do is help him with a diversified portfolio where we just have little risk, little dips, not this big movement up and down, and show him how you make income. Regardless if the market's flat as a pancake, we can still make income and interest and dividends and growth. How do you do that? There are definitely investment strategies out here that will achieve that for you. But as you're listening out here today, you say, well, Mark, I don't know what you're talking about. You got to take the time to learn about these strategies. And that's where our financial maestros can help you. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to custom design an exclusive one-page financial review that will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown financial plan. There is no obligation, no cost for this initial review to all callers who call in the next 15 minutes. This easy-to-understand one-page financial review will help you take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out for you where you are now and offer suggestions of what you should be doing going forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually costing you. By addressing your costs and fees, you will be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investment and keeping more of your money in your accounts, you could notice your whole attitude towards retirement change for the better. We'll also perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you could possibly reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. For all callers who call in the next 15 minutes, a comprehensive financial review that we are offering with no obligation. So give us a call right now, 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715.
Call now and get the process started for yourself. 800-373-9715. Once again, 800-373-9715.
The Financial Symphony is reaching its crescendo. Your local financial maestro is coming up next.
Thanks for listening to the Financial Symphony. I'm Ron Stutz, along with Tim Crook and Dan DiVerna of Creative Financial Partners. And if you listen to the show every week, you know we talk about a lot of interesting things, and we get a lot of interesting questions from our listeners on a regular basis. We'll get to those in just a moment. But first, the phone number, 800-373-9715. Some folks call that number, and they say it's the most important phone call they ever made. So don't put it off any longer. Go ahead and call right now if you like, 800-373-9715. From that phone call, you can make an appointment. You can come into Perrysburg, into the office, and have a conversation about your financial situation. You want to achieve a lot of peace of mind in your retirement years and not have to stress out, not have to worry about whether you're going to outlive your money, not have to worry about meeting your obligations. 800-373-9715 is your number to call. One more time, that's 800-373-9715. And let's go to the request line today. We have some great questions. First of all, from Marty in Wallbridge. And Marty says, we're thinking about building a house in a different state within the next year or two. It will likely be a vacation home for a while, and then we'll probably move there permanently someday. Should we try to use our investments to build a house with cash or just take out a mortgage on it?
Well, Marty, the first question is, you already live in Wallbridge, Ohio, so how much more of a vacation could you possibly have by building another house elsewhere? You know, you pretty much got, you know, God's country out there.
Yeah,
so,
really.
And I'm from Oregon, so we're neighbors with Wallbridge, so I'm very partial. But, hey, let me just chime in, and then I'll have Dan, because he might have a little bit of a difference of opinion on this. This is really a judgment call. I would rather take out a mortgage always, if at all possible. I don't like taking appreciating assets and doing anything else with them, but let them appreciate and that type of thing. And I like getting the money out of the hands of the banks and using it productively for your own benefit. You can always take the investment accounts down the road if you want to and cash them in and pay off that mortgage. But I like having that debt if it's offered. So you can use that productively, and I would say that whether that's in another state or another community or a second home or a vacation home or whatever, I really like using the debt. That's a little bit more of an aggressive approach, and you know it's too aggressive for some people, but that's the way that I would try to attack it.
I would actually agree with Tim completely, and I will even go one step beyond because we have so many clients that have been accumulating most of their money, so they think about their account balance. And they're thinking of it as their, maybe their retirement account. And so they say, literally, this is happening every week. We've got a client that says, I'm going to buy a house. I'm going to build a house. I'm going to move houses, whatever it is. And they say, so I just figured I'd just take $150,000 out of my 401k. Whoa, 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 whoa. Because what you have to think about is if you take $150,000 out of your 401k, it looks suspiciously like $100,000. Because you have to pay taxes on all that money all at the same time. And, oh, by the way, you're going to layer that $150 on top of all the other money you made this year anyways. So if you made $50,000 and you took out $150 out of your 401k, you're effectively in a $200,000 tax bracket, which is big boy tax bracketville. And nobody wants to do that. It's just the math doesn't work. So we look at all these different plans. We look at all these scenarios. We have calculators that run in so many ways. We don't even use all the calculators because there's that many of them out there. And so we like to do the math, and then we like to get to know the person. So there have been situations where ultimately it just made more sense for the customer, the client, the person, our friend to write the check. And so once in a while, they'll do that, and that's more of a comfort level thing. But the math generally in interest rate environment like this tells you to borrow the money.
Well, Dan, that certainly makes a lot of sense. And Marty in Wallbridge, I hope that takes care of your question. But the most important thing is to go ahead and make a phone call and come in for an appointment. Another question here from Jennifer in Point Place. And Jennifer says, if interest rates finally start going back up, should I change the way I'm saving? I don't have very much money in the bank right now because rates are so low.
Yeah, you should put a lot more money into investments. Like every single day, all day, you should keep buying more and more of them because they're going to go up ultimately. And if you have belief in the system, then you know, you absolutely know that even if this stuff doesn't go up tomorrow or today or the next day that it's going up, ultimately it's going up. So you should be buying these things when the market goes up. You should be buying these things when the market goes down. And it's one of the only businesses where people actually like buying things at full price. Like we see things in investments. We get the call. Hey, it's really, I should think about buying gold. No, you probably should have thought about buying gold a while ago. Like we're talking to clients about buying oil. And people are like repulsed by the idea. Like, oh, buying oil. Why would you buy oil? Well, when should you buy oil? I think gas prices right now are flirting with $2. Once they were $4.50. Seems like a person buying oil on sale seems like that makes sense. So I'm not telling you to go buy oil right now. I'm just saying these are conversations that we have every single day, and they're not always a natural feel to them. Like just because interest rates have gone down, you know, that doesn't really really it shouldn't change your strategy of investing more money. And if your strategy is dependent upon what's going on in the market that particular day, you probably have kind of a bad strategy.
I'm still a little bit hung up back on Dan's big boy tax bracket bill. I like that a lot. So I had to write that down so we can use that.
Yeah.
Hey, Jennifer, let me just add this thing. You shouldn't be saving money in the bank based on the interest rates. That's not what bank savings is about. You're not going to make much money on it if the rates go way up. Your bank savings should be your defensive savings. You know, if you're roof caves in or your furnace blows up or something like that. But beyond that, get the money into the market where it's going to make money long term. And there's ways to make money in everything, including stocks and oil and in a lot of different places too. But just understand that just because interest rates are going up a little bit, that doesn't mean that you should put more money in the bank.
Another question, our last question of the day from Emmett and Archibald. And Emmett says, I'm retiring in a year, so I have trouble sleeping every time the market has a bad day. How do people live like this every day in retirement?
Well, I think that if you had a plan, Emmett, you'd feel a lot better about things and you wouldn't have these problems sleeping. So a lot of the role for us is to take on this risk, to take on the worries, to take on the concerns for our clients so that they don't have to worry about this stuff anymore. I mean, we literally are retiring people every single day. And so it's kind of like somebody that's driving a car and they know they just got their brakes done, so they're worried about it. And they're worried about it and they're worried about it. And when I go to hit the brakes, is this car going to stop? Is it going to stop? Is it going to stop? Is it going to stop? And you realize that the person that you went to change your brakes changes brakes every single day. And so you have a confidence level there that maybe Mike at the, you know, at Ed Schmidt here has been changing brakes for the last 30 years and he does like six sets a day. So you have a pretty good handle that Mike knows what he's doing when it comes to this. So Emmett, if you were changing your own brakes, if anybody that knows me is probably laughing right now if they envision me changing my own brakes, like you should be worried. If you're having Dan DiVerna do your brakes, you're in a world of hurt on your car needs here. But if you need somebody to be there to take the risk to help kind of manage the ride with retirement, then Dan and Tim, I mean, we're your guy because this is what we do every day and we've gotten really, really good at it.
But there's no reason to have both of us worry, Emmett. You know, that's what Dan and I do. And really, you got to kind of, you know, hand it over to us and let us take the ball and run with it. I had a lot of people in the stock market in 2008 during that crash. There is not one person that I had that sold money at a loss. They didn't need to because we had it allocated well enough that even the people that needed money, we had plenty of safe harbors to go to. But where you should come in and talk to Dan or myself or one of our other associates is when you are talking to the people around you, whether it's a spouse or a child or a friend or a neighbor, and when you're thinking to yourself or you're involved in that conversation saying, man, I need to talk to someone or we need to talk to someone, that's what it's really about. Dan, I will tell you the story that he's a martial artist. He's very involved in the kung fu area, and he has gotten some very advanced belts. So he's been at it for a long time and does a huge job. It's a big part of his life, but he talks about the most important belt that he got was his white belt because that's the belt that signified he took the step from the street to the dojo and made the commitment to say, I am going to improve myself and get involved with something that is better for me that involves discipline and some kind of a long-term plan. And once you do that, once you make that step, then the whole world is open to you. We can't have you make that step. We can't take it for you. The only thing that we can do is open the door for you to have that conversation just like Dan's dojo did to him.
Well, sometimes that first step is the hardest to take, as they're talking about here, and maybe you're in that situation as well. So why not go ahead and make that phone call? Don't procrastinate any longer. No need to put it off. 800-373-9715. That's 800-373-9715. Call that number, make an appointment, and come in and have that conversation that you've been needing to have for a very long time. It's your future. Why not make sure you have a good plan so you can attack that future future and be optimistic about the way things are going to go and not have to worry, not have to lie awake at night like Emmett's been doing recently, wondering about what's happening with the stock market and how's it going to affect me. Let Dan and Tim and the folks at Creative Financial Partners worry about that for you. Again, the number to call is 800-373-9715. Then one more time, 800-373-9715. Hey, Dan, Tim, it's been fun being on the show with you guys today.
Yep, thanks, Ron. It's been great.
Excellent.
Join us again next week for the next edition of the Financial Symphony.